Newsline Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. Watergate and foreign embassies. An odd mix. That in 1 minute.
Your local Shell dealers announce Red Tag Days on Shell tires. Outstanding values on three kinds of Shell tires. A good tire, a better tire, and Shell's best tire. A good tire is Shell's belted 78. Want something better? Get Shell's steel belted tire. Then there's Shell's best tire, the new steel belted radio. Now, during Red Tag Days at participating Shell dealers.
Hello, I'm Rich Little, and I'd like to do some of my favorite impressions for you.
Boy, this water sure is dirty. Look at all the foam, dirt, and bugs. Boy, it sure is lonely out here with the dogies and the tin cans and the garbage and the bottles. Makes you sick.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
That was my friend Woodsy Owl, the new national spokesman on pollution. Please imitate me and my friend Woodsy Owl. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
The president, as the expression goes, made it perfectly clear on Tuesday that he had ordered some limitations on investigations indirectly linked to Watergate for reasons, he said, of national security. Yesterday, his spokesman, Ronald Ziegler, who has become so absorbed with Watergate lately that he's begun to depart from his standing principle of always returning a reporter's call, Ziegler said that there were still limitations, but they did not apply to Watergate. In other words, the current White House story is that Watergate will continue to be investigated fully and fairly. The national security limitations, vague and undefined, still apply outside the framework of Watergate. There is some considerable sensitivity around here about national security. On that basis, the president authorized wiretaps on the phones of 13 officials and four newsmen. They were selected, the president said, by the late FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover, ex-Attorney General John Mitchell, and Henry Kissinger. This runs directly contrary to what a number of Kissinger aides have said this past week, namely that Kissinger did not select the officials or newsmen who were to be tapped without their consent or knowledge. The second area in which national security was invoked focused on what the president called internal security. A study of that problem had been drawn up in 1970, but it was never launched because the president said Hoover objected to it. The third area in which national security was invoked concerned the establishment in 1971 of a special investigations unit at the White House. Basically, the president said, to plug leaks of vital security information. It is in this area that limitations still exist on the public's right to know. And the White House says those limitations will continue to exist. There is some suspicion, picked up and reported by a number of international news agencies, that ex-White House counsel John Dean had records of this unit's operations and that the records are now in the custody of Judge Sirica. These records may contain information relating to Watergate conspirator James McCord's testimony that he telephoned two foreign embassies in Washington last September and October, the Israeli and the Chilean embassies, and that his calls were tapped. If so, McCord apparently hoped that his case would be thrown out of court because some of the evidence against him would be based on wiretapped information. Either McCord knew that the embassies were tapped, or he merely made the same assumption that most diplomats here make, namely that their embassies are tapped. No one talks about it, of course, but everyone works on that assumption. If McCord's wiretap conversations with these two embassies are introduced as evidence, then it would not only be his conversations that would be made public, but also other private diplomatic conversations as well. That would violate a cardinal principle of diplomacy. Everyone tries to listen in on everyone else's conversations, but once again, no one talks about it. Diplomacy is, to some degree, a conspiracy of silence. Democracy is, to some degree, an exercise in individual liberty, an open, untidy, and on occasion, noisy process. Now, this message.
Mediquick First Aid Spray helps cut scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn. Mediquick can help a lot of things.
Wake up, Harold. Harold. You've been sleeping on that beach blanket for an hour. You'll get a terrible sunburn.
Too late, Wanda. I got a sunburn.
If you get sunburned, spray it with Metaquick. The same Metaquick you use for minor cuts and scrapes helps take the heat out of a sunburn fast.
Metaquick can help a lot of cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn.
You're busy on the job and you're under pressure to get your work done, so you just can't take time out for a headache and the tension it can build. Keep going. When the pain starts and its tension builds, take Anacin. We asked doctors to choose between the formulas of the two leading extra-strength tablets. Of those who made a choice, twice as many chose the Anacin formula for pain relief. That's Anacin 2-to-1. When you have a headache, take Anacin, the formula chosen by doctors 2-to-1 over the other leading extra-strength tablet.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kalb, CBS News.